Today's Tanya, the 8th of Tammuz, is in the first Pedek, Pedek Aleph of Igeres HaTshuva. It's on Daf Tzadik Aleph, Amud Aleph, and the number at the bottom of the page is 346. First line at the top. The Rebbe had quoted the Braisa, the statement at the end of the Gemara of Yuma, where it says that there are three kinds of forgiveness, and Tshuva accompanies each of them. If you violate a positive commandment, tshuva brings immediate forgiveness. If you violate a negative commandment, then the tshuva delays the punishment. Forgiveness comes on Yom Kippur. If you violate a commandment for which the punishment is the death penalty, either from above, where the soul gets cut off, or the punishment is administered by the Sanhedrin here below, then the tshuva and Yom Kippur bring a delay of the punishment, and suffering brings the forgiveness. Hine mitzvah hatshuva min hatezo, the mitzvah of tshuva. In other words, the obligation of tshuva that Torah obligates us. He aziva sached bilvad. This tshuva consists only of the abandonment of the sin, discontinuing the sin, to not do the sin again. Kedisa b'gemara perigim l'sanhedrin uvecheshen mishpat seif simen lamedalad l'in edus d'haino she'yigmer b'libei, which means that he has to make a resolution in the heart, he has to resolve in the heart, b'lev sholeim, with a whole heart, l'bal yoshuv eid l'kisla, that he should not return again to this foolishness, limreid b'malchus eizbarech, to rebel against God, and he will not again violate mitzvah hamelech chas v'sholem, the commandment of the king, God forbid. Hen b'mitzvah eseh, hen b'mitzvah leis eseh. In the positive and in the negative mitzvahs, he makes a strong resolve with a whole heart that he won't be foolish again to violate God's commandment, to rebel against God, either in not doing a mitzvah that God obligates him to do, or in violating a commandment, transgressing a negative commandment. That is the obligation of tshuva that the Torah places on a person. V'zehu ikar pirush loshon tshuva, and this is the main meaning of the word tshuva, loshuv el Hashem b'chol libei, to return to God with his whole heart, b'chol nafshe, with his whole entire soul, la'ovdei v'lishme, call mitzvah to serve him and to keep all of his mitzvahs, k'meshekosuv, as it says, Yazev Rasha Darke, the wicked should leave their wicked ways, the ish ovin machshavesav, and the sinful person should leave, abandon his sinful thoughts, the yoshev el Hashem, and in that way return to God. So we see that dropping the sin, that is tshuva, that is returning to God. Parshat Netzavim k'siv, Parshas Netzavim, it says, "Shafta Adavai Lekecho v'shamayta b'kayli, v'chol levavucho shuva Yisrael Adavai Lekecho, hashiveinu Hashem Elecho." So we see from all of this that the meaning of the word tshuva is to return, go back to God. Person was in the world of sin, in a place of sin, he goes back to God, that is tshuva. This is to correct the general misconception, and that was the misconception at that time, was that the tshuva is the fasting. The Rebbe is not trying to say that tshuva is a slight matter, that all you have to do is not sin. The Rebbe is merely trying to correct this misconception that tshuva consists mainly of the fasting. And when you make the fasting the main part of your tshuva, then the return to God becomes secondary. So the Rebbe wants to correct the order that the main part of the tshuva is the returning to God. And that the fasting is merely a tool that helps bring that about in certain circumstances. And even the person who violated the kind of a negative commandment for which there is a death penalty, either from above or below, from the courts, Shigmar kaparose hi ayde yisudim, in which case the complete forgiveness comes through suffering. Hainu, this doesn't mean that the person brings suffering upon himself. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi ol av yisudim. In other words, if we say that the obligation of tshuva is to not sin, simply to discontinue the sin, so how will he gain forgiveness for those kinds of sins where you have to have suffering? So the Alter Rebbe is saying the obligation upon you, the mitzvah of tshuva, is to stop sinning, to return to God. The cleansing of the blemish, that's God's business. So it's not that the person brings suffering upon himself in order to gain forgiveness. It's that God brings yisudim, God brings suffering to a person in order to cleanse him. Not that the person does it to himself. As we quoted before, fakadati b'shevet ufakadati dafke. We said earlier that the verse that shows that through suffering we gain forgiveness also shows that it's God who brings the suffering. I will remember their sins with a staff, with a rod. But God does that. Hainu kishetshuvo says it to Yilafan of Yisbarich v'shuvei el Hashem b'chol libe v'nafshim y'avo. When a person's tshuva is acceptable before God, because he returns to God with all his heart and soul, out of love, azai b'sadusa d'lisata u'kamayim haponim, then the awakening here below, the person's tshuva, and his love for God, which brings the reflection of love from God, then there's an arousal above, and this arouses God's love and God's kindness, that he cleanses him of his sin in this world through suffering. In other words, he doesn't wait until the soul comes back to heaven to cleanse it there. He cleanses the soul while it is still here on earth. That God chastises the ones he loves out of love and out of the desire to do a kindness to this person because he did a proper tshuva. God sends suffering and discomforts in order to erase the blemish of the sin. Test, for example, that if a person reaches into his pocket for a coin and he comes up with the wrong coin and he has to reach into his pocket a second time, that's a discomfort, it's an aggravation, and that removes the blemish of sin. And that's because every Jew is a king or the son of a king, the daughter of a king, and for royalty, even the slightest discomfort is extremely painful. Lochein leiskide harambam bahasmag shum tainis. The Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs Gedolah do in their enumeration of the sin, of the mitzvahs, of the 613 mitzvahs, they don't mention shum tainis klal b'mitzvahs hatshuva. They don't mention at all that there's any obligation to fast when they're talking about the mitzvah of tshuva. In writing about the mitzvah of tshuva, they don't mention fasting. After krisus and mitzvahs bezdin, even for those sins for which the punishment is death penalty. Zak havidi bakoshes mechilo, they speak only of the admission of sin, confessing the sin, and requesting forgiveness. Kameshkosa b'teira v'hizvad v'eschatosam, as says in the Torah, they should confess their sin. Umashikosu b'yeyil, and this that it says in the Novi, in Yeyil, shuvu ad adai b'chol levavchem b'tzeimu bechi, return to me with all your hearts through fasting and weeping, which seems to imply that fasting is an integral part of tshuva, and here we're saying that it's not. So the Rebbe explains, hainu, the meaning there, the reason that it was necessary for them to fast is levatal hagzeza shenigzeza, in order to rescind the decree, to nullify the gzeza, which was already been decreed. There was a decree that the sin of that generation would be erased, would be cleansed through the suffering of a plague of locusts. So in order to remove that gzeda, to remove that decree, there was the fasting. But removing a decree is affecting the future. There's an approach, there's a time when this decree would go into effect, and you want to head it off so that it doesn't happen. So you're basically correcting the future. Whereas tshuva is inherently the ability to correct the past. And so tshuva and fasting are really two very separate things. Zehu atam b'chol tainiyes. And really, this is the reason for all fasting. Shemesanim al kol tzara shalo yotavei al hatzibur. When we fast, that no affliction, no suffering should come to the community. And as we find in the book of Esther, and what we find in the writings of Musa, and Sefer Chassidim, and primarily the two works, the two svarim of the Rekeach and Sefer Chassidim, we find there that they recommend many fasts and mortifications in order to gain forgiveness for those sins that are punishable by death, and also for gaining forgiveness for the sin of the wasting of seed, for which there is a death penalty from above, from heaven, as we find in the Torah concerning the behavior of Er and Einon, that they were punished by premature death, the dinei kechayve krisus, and therefore it comes under the same category of those sins that are punishable by death with krisus l'inyan zeh. So why is it that in these works on Musa we find the emphasis on fasting? That's in order to be saved from the punishment that will take place above when the soul goes back to heaven. Another reason is in order to intensify one's resolution or one's resolve in changing his ways and doing proper tshuva. V'gam ulai eini shav elavai b'choli b'v'nafshe mi'ahava ki'im mi'yira. Because it's possible that a person is not returning to God wholeheartedly out of love, but would be more wholehearted if he was doing it out of fear. Fear is easier to come by than love. So he's saying three things to make this clear here. The first reason for the fasting is in order to not have to suffer in heaven above after the soul comes back to heaven. The second reason is to hasten the cleansing of the sin and the blemish that it made on the nefesh. And thirdly, in order to make sure that the tshuva is wholehearted, because it is easier to do tshuva out of fear than out of love. In the Hayyim Yom, for today, the eighth day of Tammuz, the Rebbe writes that we find that God's love for Avraham Avinu, was mainly because he, Avraham, will command his children and his household to do justice and so on. And the word is Yitzaveh. Yitzaveh means to bring a connection, to create a connection, like the word mitzvah, which means connection. All of Avraham's impressive avodah in the tests to which he was subjected, he passed 10 tests, all of that, as impressive as it is, it can't be compared to the virtue of his commanding others, which means connecting others. Or in other words, to his bringing merit to others.